Pasuk says, "Leman tisape ba'ozni bincha b'bincha." That's a sheretz alalpin b'shraim. You should say over into the ears of your children, your children's children. What I did in Mitzrayim, yesh v'dayik, malushim ba'ozni. Why does Torah say the ears? Just say tisape l'bincha, tell your children. Why is the Torah saying the ears of your children? Shemash Meshayesh had Goshem Yuchadis Shalasipin says with Shrine below Pesach. Yesh Koyach Meyuchot Shabriyev Dibur Mikansu the Sechaz Noyim Shabincha Ben Bincha. It's Mashma from here that there's a special, we mentioned this before, a special Shiat Dishmayo, a special Koyach, that this night the words will go into their ears. Isa Ben Medrash. There are four types of arla. Nemar arla ba'oizen. It says arla by the ear. Hinei arla oznam. Nemar arla ba'peh. Hinei aral svasayim. Nemar arla ba'leiv. Chobe so arli leiv. Nemar arla ba'guf. Ve'orla zocher. Yimo b'sar losi. Right? So what does arla mean? This is the Medrash. Arla Perushai, until now was the Medrash, I was explaining. Arla Perushai Oita Mikisu. It means to be something that's covered, it means a cover. It's covering something up, it's blocking something. That's what an Arla is. Kamosh B'yosh Rashi. B'yosh Arla Ala Znaim, She'ina Manichin Diburim Kedoshim Shir Kansula Soichim. So when you talk about an Arla on the ears, like the Medrash brings from the Pasuk, it means there's something blocking the ears from the Diburim Kedoshim from getting in, from good things getting in. Matzinim Begolos Mitzrayim Sheklai Yisrael Lo Shomu, K'nichsev Lo Shomu L'Moshe. They couldn't hear Moshe Rabbeinu. Shebnei Yisrael Lo Shomu Sa Diburim HaKedoshim Shekadosh Baruch Hu Shmir Lam Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what it means to have an Arla says Noyim. The long shtick, okay, we'll have to continue it tomorrow. But keep this, we're stopping in the middle, so don't forget, we're holding.